From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. On today's program, we'll talk about what role money plays in the news you get from your favorite paper or broadcast source. Correspondent Leonita Inge profiles a congressional contender who some call the Black Jesse Helms, and later a report on the portrayal of the Black Panther Party in the public mind. But first, the countdown to the Democratic National Convention. In just 1 week, thousands from all corners of the nation will converge on the city touting itself as the new Boston. The official convention website hails the city built on the pillars of citizenship, diversity, creativity, and innovation. The town that helped launch a war on independence, of independence, I should say, will be re-revolutionized in a sense, I suspect, come next Monday when throngs of politicos gather for the Democratic National Convention. And just as Boston has made headlines recently dealing with its own challenges, there are a number of accomplishments that Bostonians believe have not been fully recognized. Joining us now via phone is the mayor of Boston, Thomas Menino. Mr. Mayor, nice to have you on, sir.
It's great to be with you, Tavis.
We're also joined by Massachusetts State Senator Diane Wilkerson, who's heavily involved in preparing for this convention. Senator Wilkerson, nice to have you on as well.
It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, Mayor.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
So, Mayor, it's a week away. How you feeling, man?
I feel great. I think we're going to have a great event in Boston, and we welcome all the Democrats into our city, and a lot of planning is going on to this. And I think one of the unique things about this convention is the neighborhoods, we hope, are a very important part of it. Diane has been part of the planning process since day one, and we want to highlight the neighborhoods of Boston, show the diversity of our neighborhoods, show them what Boston's all about, not a downtown city, it's a neighborhood city.
What's the most pressing issue as we speak 7 days away for you and the constituents?
Well, the most pressing issue is I'm trying to negotiate the union contracts with the police and fire, and it's getting nowhere. We have a decision from the Joint Labor Management Committee on the police officers today and to go to arbitration, but the fire, they're nowhere, and I'm just so, concerned about that they don't understand the financial wherewithal of the city. We settled 75% of our union employees under contract presently, and so it's frustrating. They want to rather demonstrate, send letters, and make noise than sit at the table and negotiate a contract.
Before I go to the senator, I know this issue is not disconnected from what I want to ask about now, but when you list that union fight higher than security, am I missing something here?
Well, I think security. Tom Rich was here last week, and he thought we had a good plan in place. Security is always an issue. I mean, let's face Tavis, our world's different now than it was prior to 9/11, mm-hmm. and that we're all working together. He said that he couldn't believe that Boston, all the agencies working so well together. Yeah, security is a major issue, but I think we have a good handle on the best we can. I think, we have all the agencies, they're working so well together today. We have a command center set up. We have our public awareness out there. We have an info line at City Hall, 635-2004. If people have information, need information, to call there. We've done everything we can on that issue.
You had some not-so-nice things to say, some critical words about Senator John Kerry not too long ago, speaking of this union fight for not crossing a picket line. So are you ready to welcome the senator back to your city for this convention next week?
That's yesterday. We got to talk about tomorrow. We got to talk about the bigger picture, what the issue is about taking back America for working people, and that's more important to me than any picket line out there. It's about, I see as mayor the deterioration of services to the people of our city. And, if we let four more years go by in this Tavis, we're going to be in serious trouble in America because we're forgetting the underclass, and that's so unfortunate.
Senator Wilkerson, Boston's a great city. I love coming there, and I can't wait to get there next week. We'll be broadcasting our radio show and our TV show on PBS from Boston all next week. Having said that, Boston is a great city, but it's also one of the most segregated cities in America. It's had its history of racial problems. How's the city of Boston doing on the race front?
Tavis, we are so ready. I have been one of the biggest critics and then one of the biggest fans and supporters of what's happening in this city, and part of what we hope to do is to showcase that to people who, for many of whom, this is going to be their first actual experience here. I've been to national conventions, and you know that it is very unusual, if probably totally out of the ordinary, for the delegation parties to be held all over this city. People are going to see Roxbury. People are going to see Dorchester. The California delegation, in fact, is going to be in Franklin Park in Roxbury. And you know the city, and mm-hmm. you know what this is like. We have a city that's now 50.5% people of color, and that has surprised many people to hear and to see that. We have housing that's much more driven by cost all over this neighborhood and all over the city than just issue around the segregation. And so what I encourage people to do is own the past and not deny it, not run from it, and use it as a directive and a guide to change and map out what we want our future to be like. And this reality, because the issue around our diversity came up during the site selection process, has forced conversations in every corner of this city that we undoubtedly would not otherwise be having. And so to me, it's been a positive step.
Let me ask you the same question I asked the mayor, how you think the city is being challenged by this convention coming. He mentioned, of course, that his primary concern now is trying to resolve this union issue there in the city with the fire and the police. But what do you see as the greatest challenge facing the city just a week away?
I think to get people around the city in as least restrictive way as possible. You know, I was in L.A., in 2000, it took us 2.5 hours to get to the convention center from our hotel, and I can tell you, we don't have anybody staying in a hotel that's more than 5 miles from the convention center. And so we think we've licked that. I think the challenge for us has been to find a way to accommodate the tens of thousands of residents of this city in an unprecedented fashion who want so badly to be a part of this. They volunteers. We've got some 15,000 volunteers who wanted to help. And the reality is that once you get into that convention center, you're talking about the delegates. And so my biggest concern is that we not leave people disappointed and feeling like they didn't have a chance to participate in this.
Mayor, a lot of comparisons, as you well know, have been made between your city and New York City, which will host the Republican National Convention in late August. Are you sick of the comparisons yet?
Oh, you can't compare Boston and New York. Boston's a real city. New York is a city of skyscrapers and personal. Boston's personal. And like Senator Wilkinson said, this is about neighborhoods. It's about people. It's about making sure the people in our city participate in it. You know, and it's a different city altogether. And, they're the biggest city in the United States. But let me tell you, Boston's a people's city. And that's what, and Diane's right about the diversity of our city is the strength of our city. We want to show that off because, you know, in the past we did have some issues, but I think there's a new Boston out there, and we're working together much better today than we ever have in the past.
Let me ask you whether or not you think, speaking of these comparisons that have been made, by the national media, let me ask you how you think, to this point, the national media has portrayed your city, because as you well know, when you have an event of this magnitude, the spotlight is in fact placed on your city by the national media. How are they treating you so far?
I think the national media has been very good to us so far in this. I just wish that locally there'd be
people more. People won't say to our local media has been beating us up worse.
That's
than
right. It's unbelievable. I'm going to say the local media is worse.
I mean, positive story.
If we got a positive story, it'd be like a raindrop in the desert.
Let me ask you, Senator, since you jumped in there, what's the local media been saying that the national media is not saying about Boston?
Oh, I think that just I'm really harping and focusing much too much on the traffic. This is going to be terrible. People should leave their homes. People should go away. People should go down to the Cape, and nobody wants to be here. Businesses should close. You know, the reality is that, you mark my word, there are a whole lot of folks in this city, and we've seen them, we hear them, we hear from them every day, who are so excited about this. We know that some inconvenience is a necessary part of the process. But it's also the first nominating convention ever in the state of Massachusetts, which surprised so many because so much of our democracy and the history of this country was born in this state, and people were surprised. But this is history setting for us, and we're going to be enjoying every moment of that history.
Let me ask you, Mayor, to the point the Senator makes now, how you think the citizens of the city of Boston are, in fact, receiving this convention, this first nominated convention coming to its state?
I, by and large, most of the citizens of Boston are really enthused about it. You know, we'll have some issues, like the Senator said, about around the Fleet Center, the traffic issues because of the closure of I-93, because of close proximity to the Fleet Center. But I think overall, I mean, when you have 15,000 individuals who have volunteered to help in the convention, that's amazing to me. New York has about 4,000 volunteers. I mean, we have the enthusiasm. We raise more money than any other convention's ever raised when it comes to the Democratic Party. We have a lot of enthusiasm here, and I just wish that we get by this traffic issue.
Senator, I must tell you, though, before I ask you something else, I want to ask you about John Kerry specifically. You mentioned L.A. A little bit ago, and you kind of swiped at us when you talked about the 2.5-hour traffic you were involved in here 4 years ago or some years back. Let me just suggest to you that maybe the media beating up on you locally isn't the worst thing. When I worked for Tom Brady, who was mayor of this city during the 84 Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
And the media beat up on the traffic problem so bad and scared the people so bad that nobody drove for the entire Olympics. The traffic was wonderful in L.A. So if you scare people enough, maybe they'll take
maybe,
public transportation.
Huh?
It'll cut down on the traffic. It worked in L.A. Having said that, let me ask you right quick, what do you make of the fact, how significant is it that this convention is in Boston and we did not know when they chose the convention site that John Kerry, Boston's own, would in fact be the nominee?
Tavis, no one could have predicted this, and I will tell you that this obviously for us adds a whole different level of excitement. Both the mayor and I both are, again, we worked our candidate, and we worked him, and we have asked the tough questions early on, but we are there. I am confident. I actually share the border that the senator is a constituent of mine. So how neat is that, that the president of the United States will be my constituent? I'm excited, and I think that the country's excited, and I think excited for all the right reasons is that they don't like the direction this country is going in. And the fact that this is his home has clearly added a whole other level and dimension to this in terms of the level of excitement that we have around the city and the buzz, because people believe that we're going to be launching the beginning of a new democracy for this country, and it's going to be our native son, John Kerry, who's going to lead that democracy to victory in November.
Got about 45 seconds left to go. Last word for you, Mayor. There are some who believe, though, the flip side of that, that John Kerry being from the liberal Massachusetts along with the liberal Ted Kennedy is one of the issues around which this campaign is going to be played, and being from Massachusetts and Boston ain't going to be to his credit come November.
Tavis, is being liberal caring about health care, education, housing, crime in the streets? If that's liberal, I'm liberal. I mean, the problem is they got this, you know, liberal. What's liberal? Liberals are people who care about people. That's what this is all about. And you look at the other side, all they care about is big corporations and how we can help our stocks. But being liberal is caring about a young person getting a good education, about health care that's affordable, housing that we could, you know, working people could afford, and making sure our streets are safe. That's what liberal means. I'm a liberal.
Well, you and the senator have been liberal with your time, and I appreciate that. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino joined us along with Massachusetts State Senator Diane Wilkerson. Thank you both. We'll see you next week in Boston.
It's been our pleasure.
Thanks, Travis.
All right, take care now.